Okay, Artscape is a it's an art project that was set up by Oxford Health NHS Foundation Trust in about 2006. I joined 2 years ago and continued building on a really successful pilot project that they'd put together. Mm. My role is to coordinate arts projects within the Trust. I cover Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire, and I work with patients on the wards. I work with patients in the community. I mentor artists. I mentor people who have got mental health issues who are arts based as well.
Clearly, Tom, a lot of people that you're working with get a lot out of what you're doing, but what do you get out of it?
Oh, for me, I've worked in health for about 10 years on a variety of projects, working with people with disability, with young people. And really what I've found is that engaging with people and seeing what the art can do for their well-being is really what makes me want to do the job, really.
Mm. Gets you up in the morning, I'd imagine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Katrina, welcome to the show as well. Good to see
you.
So you're involved with Dance Mania, which is just a slightly different thing. But just tell me about what you do then.
Well, what I do, personally, I work in community dance with people in sheltered housing and also 55s plus groups and so on. And I came to Dance Mania, which is a voluntary organization, a mixture of people who have diagnosed mental distress and members of the general public who are very interested in the way that the creative arts, and in Dance Mania's case, movement arts, physical theatre, you know, even dance can help with process to take people on, well, I know it's corny, but a sort of a journey, if you like, to promote well-being, de-stress, and increase confidence, really. Build confidence, awareness of yourself and what you have to offer, enabling people to take part with other people, guided by, you know, local professionals and so on, and generally really having fun in the projects that we're organising through Dance Mania to add to Louise's Archway programme of the visual arts, you know, painting, sculpture, actually making things. Our focus will be more on the use of dance, rhythm, movement. And it's for everybody, really.
Katrina, is the use of creative arts in the treatment, or certainly in helping the treatment with mental health issues, is this a new thing?
I think it's very well recognised, and the health experts will have to correct me, but I believe there's quite a lot of research material showing that people who engage in creative pursuits actually seem to do better, feel better earlier, move along, you know, it's obviously individual, isn't it, but seem to move through the process of recovery. That's an important part of what this whole project is about.
Well,
not only getting talking, but moving through to recovery as well.
Well, we'll talk more about it in a few moments' time. I'm joined by my guest in the studio, Katrina Robinson. You've just heard from her, from Dance Mania, Tom Cox from Artscape, and Louise Longson from the Time to Change project as well. We'll rejoin our conversation after this.
BBC Radio Oxford. Travel.
What would you like to start with, Bill?
What I'm doing right now, Kat, is checking out the M40 on my cameras. It's looking quite busy, actually, especially where you have the overbridge there, Junction 10 for the Cherwell Valley services. Nothing much too untoward, though. Certainly, I'm not aware of any accidents or incidents. It's just looking fairly busy, really. Driving conditions are not that brilliant, as we know. Southern Bypass, the A423. Now, this is our main issue right now, because there are some rather long queues. You're being held up by some ongoing works at the Kennington roundabout. It's still looking slow from the Hinksey Hill interchange. They are telling us they should have that finished by the time the afternoon rush gets underway, so fingers crossed with that one. Icknield Road in Goring, that's been closed off. That's been flooded, of course, although the number of roads which stay flooded is nowhere near as bad as it was. And Warwick Road in Banbury, temporary traffic lights, B routes that one, temporary traffic lights. They're carrying out some telecoms work just by Foundry Street and Box Hedge Road. So that's scheduled to carry on until the 5th of February. Public transport, all looking fine for the trains on those live departures boards, buses. Oxford Bus Company reporting a good service. Travel as it happens, BBC Radio Oxford 95.2 FM.
Call with your travel news.
03459 311 666.
BBC Radio Oxford.
On Afghanistan's front line, it was Merlin helicopter crews from RAF Benson who flew troops and supplies to remote bases, often under enemy fire.
There were some hairy moments, and it's constant living on that edge.
Certainly not boring.
Approaching 75 years in operation, all this week we'll celebrate the role of this vital airbase. From the dambuster reconnaissance raids of World War II
to the support their helicopters give our troops now.
Celebrating 75 years of RAF Benson.
Every day this week on BBC Radio Oxford.
Radio for Oxfordshire.
Joe Cocker, you are so beautiful to me. It's BBC Radio Oxford. Every one of you, beautiful. Now, I'm joined in the studio by my guest this afternoon, Louise Longson from the Time to Change Project, Katrina Robinson from Dance Mania, and Tom Cox from Artscape as well. Now, we're talking about mental health and the things that you do to try and help people. And what you actually use, we've been hearing about, is creative arts. The dance side, of course, Katrina. The art side is Tom. And in just a couple of moments, we're going to talk to Owen Flannery, who is the director of Oxford Brookes Poetry Centre. So poetry, another way of helping people that are suffering from mental health issues. Let's just clarify, actually, mental health issues, Katrina, because this is something that can affect us, possibly does affect each and every one of us at a certain time in your life. This is not just about full-blown depression. This is about a bit of stress at work and not feeling yourself.
Well, I think everybody suffers from the stress associated with life today, but also, you know, the events that life throws at you and that you have to cope with. Mm. And I think feeling sad about things is perfectly natural. It would be unhealthy if people didn't respond emotionally to the challenges in life and so on. You know, bad day at the office, kids are ill, as we were talking about before, and things get on top of you. But when it flips over into... So everybody suffers mental distress of some type, but when it flips over into a situation where you cease to function in the way that you would like to, and maybe your views about yourself and your views about society, other people change and you become constantly depressed and unhappy, that's when probably help's needed. So, you know, everybody's familiar with these things to a different degree. And I believe, unless, you know, other people want to tell me, that it's a matter of degree and extent.
Now, you do workshops then with Dance Mania. So just tell us about those.
Well, the workshops that we've planned for this particular project are going to take place. There are going to be four of them, plus supplementary sessions where people can develop what they come up with. The workshops are for the general public. You don't have any music or any prior movement or physical theatre experience. They'll be led by local professionals in these different areas. They will be in May, June, then in the autumn, October, November. Then we'll pick up again next year with some more workshops, and we'll finish with a really fantastic finale, including some spoof and fun things and interactive things people can take part in.
I like the sound of the spoof.
At the old fire station.
Excellent. Yeah. And you're involved with the art sort of side, Tom. So what are your workshops? What are you doing with your workshops?
Well, I work across the whole of Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire, like I was saying, in wards and in the community. So I'll run dementia workshops at local community centres. And
so you've got a proven track record. You know that this works.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You just hear really astounding stories from people of how...
Tell us
the
stories.
You know, there's a gentleman in one of the art groups that I was working with, and, you know, he had a mental health issue and he was coming back from that and he was in recovery. So he came to some of the art sessions, and what you hear time and time again is that people were discouraged from doing art when they were at school. You know, you're not good at drawing, and so they stopped doing it. And he'd not done it for 50 years or something. And then, you know, we encouraged him. He started to do some drawing and, you know, he flourished. And what he found was, what his story was, that he found that doing the art sessions gave him something else to think about. So when he was going home, he wasn't thinking about his problems and his worries. He started thinking about, oh, what are we going to do next week at the art project? And these sort of things, you know. And I'm not saying that it's going to change everybody's life, but it's small steps. And it's about people engaging with their own well-being and mindfulness and thinking, you know, if you're physically unwell, you take appropriate steps to change it.
Louise, you're nodding your head with absolute agreement with what Tom is saying.
Yes.
So it is about, you know, looking forward to other things and not being so immersed in your own situation then.
That's right, yeah. I think, I mean, for me, I found a lot of enjoyment in learning to play the saxophone. And that was brilliant, you know, and it really did. I was so concerned about sort of, you know, breathing properly and working out the fingering and stuff and trying to remember things and finding music that I really liked. And I hadn't played an instrument for years and years and years because I thought, well, I can't. And that was great for me. That's been a real help.
It's been a real positive outcome, actually, to what you saw at the time was, you know, a real crisis in your life.
Yes. Yes, I mean, and, you know, it's still there. Some days are better than other days. Just before Christmas, for example, I had a massive anxiety attack. I had to call an ambulance and things like that. And
can you cope better with it now than you did when it first started?
Yes, with the depression side of things, yes, I can. It's much more manageable. The anxiety kind of comes and goes, I think. It's you know, one day's great, another day not so great. And that's kind of how it works, I think, for me.